still have a few awesome promotions going on. Buy one, get one half off all fashion masks, free High on Love hand lotion with a High on Love purchase, and a free pheromone spray with a $100 purchase in store and online while supplies last.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, lovers lay.
It's tomorrow only. Take your well-needed pre-Valentine's overnight staycation and get 25% off everything in our massage department in-store and online.
More romance, more intimacy, more often, Lover's Lane.
Hello again. Welcome back to the Lover's Lane podcast. My name is Haley, and I am a romance specialist in our stores. I'm an intimacy expert online and the host of the Lover's Lane podcast, which is all about love, romance, intimacy, connecting and bonding with your partner. And on today's episode, all about those really awesome toys that everybody should have. So I kind of talked to all my coworkers, and we've all worked there for, well, me and the managers have all worked there for at least 5, if not some of us, 10, 12 years. And we started to discuss our absolute favorite things that we've ever gotten from Lover's Lane or any other sex store for that matter, and kind of why it just works for us depending on what stimulation we like. And we just had a talk about it, and I kind of carried this out for a few weeks. I asked a bunch of the new girls what kind of products they were leaning towards, like prior to working in our stores versus like seeing everything that we have to offer after you get trained on everything, and what they bought at first and what was worth it and whatnot. And it's really awesome. Kind of the consensus was pretty seamless with all of us. Now there's an extensive list because people like to be stimulated different ways, but the like actual toy, I found like we actually have a lot of our best sellers for a purpose because they are just the toys that do literally the best job. But not just my coworkers, I started talking to a lot of my friends too. They obviously don't have as extensive of a collection as I do from, you know, just working in this type of thing for a large chunk of my life. But I started asking even my friends, you know, what are toys that you actually think that like you need? What would you need for solo player if you were single? Like what are the toys that you would absolutely keep in your drawer, or that you would like if you had to move and you couldn't take a whole collection, what are you taking with you? But the thing is, once you kind of have one that you love, you use that one often. But if you can find multiple that you actually love, then you kind of build this collection. And personally, I kind of feel a little bit more like a toy connoisseur. I don't feel like there's any particular style of toy that I really dislike, but I have my favorites of each kind. And that's, I think, just because I work where I do. Like sometimes I'll buy one because it looks kind of pretty, but I find that maybe it has a buzzy vibration or weird pulsation patterns, or maybe I'll buy one because like in my hand when I test it in the store, it feels really strong, or I've heard good things from it and everyone's like, oh, you gotta try this, but it just doesn't live up to my expectation. So then I have like, honestly, I probably have, you know, those storage bins that you keep all your Christmas and holiday stuff in. I probably could fill up 3 to 4 to maybe 5 of those just with toys. And a lot of it is stuff that I've bought. I've actually gotten a lot of stuff for free. I bought a lot of stuff before I even worked at these stores. So I guess it's just my personality, but it does help that I've felt so many different styles of toys that I kind of can point people in the right direction just depending on what type of stimulation that you want. So I looked through a bit of this extensive collection and I kind of picked out my favorites and just started to examine why, like, are they similar? Is it the material that I like that's all the same? Is it the pulsation patterns? Is it what they do? Is it what they stimulate on my body? And I did the same thing for my friends. I said, you know, pick out however many of your favorites, like the ones that you would take with you if you had to go on a trip for, you know, 6 months or something. And I wanted to give back that information to you guys. So if you are looking to get an ultimate toy that you couldn't imagine not having, or if you're just looking for your new favorite, I think this is the perfect place to find that. But I have a little bit of bad news, is that everybody likes to be stimulated differently. So I have a whole list of different style toys. So we will talk about clitoral toys and G-spot toys and anal toys and what's a dildo compared to a G-spot toy and a prostate toy and a C-ring and why they're important. And in my essential collection, I definitely have some handcuffs and a blindfold and maybe some other fun BDSM stuff in there too. And then I even kind of looked over what lubes I'm buying again and again and what cleaners I like and what cleaners do I like for travel. And maybe you could say it's a preference, but a lot of people that I've talked to about the exact same thing actually have similar answers. So now that you're kind of all on the edge of your seats, I'm sure, I'm just gonna start talking about these amazing toys because there's a lot. As a vulva owner, I absolutely believe that clitoral stimulation is kind of essential because that's where all of our nerve endings are. We have 8,000 nerve endings on the clitoris. So let's just start off with the bullet. It is the one that most women have heard of. If they don't know what style toy they want, they usually just say something for outside, something small, something finger-sized or smaller, and that's usually what people know for a new toy. If you had never been exposed to toys before, but you know you just want a little extra something and, you know, maybe rubbing isn't doing it anymore and you want some vibration. Now, for me, I have a bullet that I like to travel with, and I have my favorite bullet. And my travel-sized one is actually, it's of course for clitoral stimulation because we are talking about the bullets, but it is a wand shape. Now it's tiny. It's by Body Wand. I believe I bought it for around $70 to $80. It comes in a couple different colors, but it is maybe 6 inches long. It's really powerful though. And what I love about that, first of all, is that it locks. It has a travel lock. So if you are on a plane or, you know, maybe the kids are in your car and you're going somewhere and you don't want to bump your luggage and have it start vibrating or something like that, it can lock so it's not going to rattle inside your bag. But the really strong vibration I love to travel with, not just because I'm on vacation, but I'm still trying to, you know, get my me time in. But if I go somewhere with my partner, it's a great like massage tool too, because it is more of like a body wand as far as the intensity goes. And then this is across the board a fan favorite, a customer favorite. Our best selling bullet, I have to say, is the Tango from WeVibe. It's $89. They are coming out with the new one though, the Tango X. I'm not exactly sure when we'll get it in our stores, but I've seen it and it looks great. I'm excited to see it. The Tango is, if you were to hold out your index finger, it is literally about that size. And the tip of it is flat, which I adore because a lot of those like rounded points on the bullets, you're gonna kind of keep rubbing back and forth in order to get like that nice, deep, rumbly clitoral stimulation. But that flat tip, it's gonna cover all those nerve endings at one time. So I believe it does stimulate a little bit better. Now it doesn't have the travel lock to it. I believe it has about 8 different pulsations and modes, but it's got the warranty. It's a great toy. If you haven't seen the Tango, at least go check it out because it's one that I show when I'm working every single day. Women know they love a bullet, and that is the bullet. But that was hard for me to kind of separate bullets from air pulsating toys because there's such like an uprising with the air pulsation, and they are phenomenal. I truly couldn't imagine life without the womanizer. I don't know what was happening before the womanizer or the Osei. That one is great too. But on my list, I have both the Osei and the womanizer, and the reason is because particularly like rabbit styles, there's only maybe 3 of them that I actually think fit the shape of my body in particular. Now my best friend, she likes all dual stimulators. So that is like where, you know, women and the shape of you and how you want to be stimulated is just different. I've only maybe found 2 to 4 dual stimulators that I think are like, yeah, I love this toy. And one of them is the Osei. And for me, that is because the Osei is so customizable for your body and what you want at the time. You can bend it, just have it on G-spot. You can actually use the G-spot piece on the clitoris. But the clitoral piece for that one is similar to the womanizer where it uses the air pulsation. The womanizer is great, however, because you can use it with a partner really easy. It's not quite as bulky as the Osei, but it's just that clitoral, like oral sensation, which is great. And I've talked about them in past episodes, so I won't bore you guys if you don't want to hear any more about them. You can always reach out to me with questions, but those are the air pulsating toys that are on my list, and they're everyone's fave. There's so many favorites. This whole episode is about favorites. But yeah, so I mean, we have pretty much clitoral stimulation kind of out of the way now. We know about those 4 toys that I've mentioned that I've got to say are the best of the best. There are good ones too. You know, if one of your favorites, I'm not trying to say if one of your favorites is not one of these, I mean, Le Wand makes an amazing bullet. Lalo makes an amazing bullet. If your favorite bullet is a little warming corded one, I mean, I challenge you to try a little bit stronger and maybe rechargeable one, but hey, that's you. You do you. And there's no right or wrong. I hope that this just helps people if they're like, oh, I don't even know where to start, because there's so many toys that they'll feel comfortable kind of maybe expanding into something else, just knowing that so many people have liked this certain one. So let me know if that does in fact help you. So moving on, let's go to G-spot stimulation. There, I have two on my list for this one too. I tried to pick two of each for each area that people like to be stimulated. And maybe I picked three for the G-spot. Yeah, I think I did. So of course the GG, that one by Lalo. It is, I believe, around $140. It is a 1-year warranty, but here's the thing. It's got this flat tip to it. And the other two that I picked also have a flat tip. The GG is nice for people that don't particularly like a lot of vibration internal. I myself can find it a little bit distracting because, you know, humans don't actually vibrate unless you're wearing a C-ring or something. I find that having more pressure on the G-spot versus vibration is a stimulation that a lot of women enjoy. And even, you know, when we had that conversation with Laura DiCarlo, who made the Osei, what does she do? She asks her users what they prefer. And the Osei doesn't vibrate inside. It has that roller bead. So the same thing, a lot of women prefer that pressure. Now I think the flat tip is great because you can kind of push the base down and it's going to angle the tip of it up onto the G-spot. The GG in particular, you can kind of rock back and forth and milk the G-spot. So that one is really great. But it does have a lower vibration, I would say, than a lot of other like internal vibrators. I did give a second option though of the Evolved toy. It's called Coming Strong. It's a really similar shape to the GG. The tip of it is not quite as flat. It's more of like a wide angled piece that will rest, of course, right where we need it on the G-spot, but it is quite a stronger vibration. So if that's something that you're looking for, I see that one go very quickly when we have it in our stores. It's not bad in price. It's only $69. It's got an awesome vibration, a 5-year warranty. Evolved is great for not having extremely expensive toys, but having a lot of vibration and modes and fun things. They have thrusting toys and some that even inflate. They have a bunch of awesome stuff. And then my last G-spot toy, and I'm obsessed with everything that Le Wand makes. They don't make a bad toy, but their new stainless steel toys, I'm thinking of the curve here, it's really heavy, which is perfect for internal stimulation, because what heaviness does is it pushes on your nerve endings and it puts pounds of pressure there. And I believe that this stainless steel one, usually we say that stainless steel is going to put up to 20 pounds of pressure on your G-spot, which is like done, amazing. But this one is so heavy that I would say it even puts more. What you can do with stainless steel toys, a lot of people are intimidated with their size and their weight, but don't be, because let's say the worst has happened. You spent $200 on this Le Wand non-vibrating piece of metal and maybe you don't like it. Dip it in some cold water or put it in the freezer. Use it for foreplay. Run it over nipples, run it on the clitoris. It's a great tool to take the thumb work out of massage around Valentine's Day too. I got you guys. And what you're gonna do is maybe take some warming massage oil and then take this toy, dip it in warm water or even hot water. And then you're gonna just let it glide over your massage oil on the back, on the thighs, the upper thighs on the backside. And that would feel amazing. So that is the G-spot toys. That's everyone's faves from Lover's Lane. I gave a whole new category to dildos, because what I see a lot is if somebody comes into the store and I, of course, ask people, what type of stimulation are you looking for? Clitoral, internal, G-spot, anal, you know, the list goes on. And they want something for inside. They very well could not maybe not want a G-spot toy. They want it to look real. Maybe their partner's gone. They want it to seem real. They want it to feel real. That necessarily isn't going to be like a silicone or a stainless steel toy, right? So I gave a whole new category to dildos here, and it's great for strap-ons, It's great for actually toys that have a suction cup so you can use them in the shower, be kind of hands-free with it. And my personal belief is that everybody needs two sizes of dildos are actually really great because sometimes your pH gets thrown off and you might just feel like you want something a little larger, like you want something longer, and it's just the way that your overall vaginal health is. But having two different sized dildos, one being cyberskin and one being silicone, is a great option to kind of figure out what you want. I would recommend doing your bigger one in cyberskin, and the reason being for that is cyberskin like literally feels like real skin. It's amazing. If you've never felt cyberskin, like, you should absolutely try it. It's crazy. If you close your eyes and you touch cyberskin, you'd probably be shocked. If you squeeze onto it, it actually kind of bounces like skin. That's what a lot of the strokers are made out of too, so that they move and bounce and even slap like real skin. They're really awesome. And the realistics from Doc Johnson, there's the non-vibratings for around $60, and then there's the vibrating ones for around $70. They come in a lot of different colors and sizes. And those are like a staple if you like more of a realistic toy. So for strokers for men too, now that we're kind of talking about the cyberskin, I put two on my list for everything. For men, no, I really believe that. I travel with toys even when me and my partner are on like vacation together or something, and I expect him to travel with toys too. He has just as many toys. That's not true. I have too many. But he has a lot of toys just like I do. And he has a favorite to travel with, something small and cyberskin and that has a closed end. So basically what I mean with that is that there's not a hole on the back of it. And why you don't want that is because a lot of times when you're stroking the shaft, and if there's a hole on the back of there, your head's gonna pop right out the back of the hole. They make that to keep it easy to clean, but as long as you know how to clean your toys, you're gonna be okay. So as long as it has that like closed end to it, just a cheap one. I mean, cyberskin does have to be replaced every now and then, even if you are taking good care of it, just because it feels like skin, so it does kind of wear out a little bit faster. But I would say anywhere from like $20 to $40 in a little handheld stroker. And that's great for foreplay. It's great for, you know, mutual masturbation. But then the second one that I put on there for men is, really, I would just say I would get like one high-tech stroker because they do amazing things. And there's a bunch of different preferences as far as what kind of stroking that he likes. There's some that feel like oral, there's some that feel like vaginal. And if I were to give like our best-selling one, it's the Hummer by Vito. This thing is awesome. You rest it on him and it's going to feel like hands-free oral. The only thing that maybe if you don't love anything about the Hummer, it's probably that it has to be plugged in. But hey, you're going to get your strength directly from the wall and it won't die on you because you don't have to wait for it to charge or anything like that. So the Hummer is the one if you were to buy a toy for your man this Valentine's Day. Or if you're a guy and you're listening and you want the baddest toy there is, it's the Hummer. Staying in guys' toys, I gotta say that the prostate toy that was kind of seamlessly on everybody's list in our stores was the Duke by Fun Factory. And I really believe the reason behind this one is its shape. It is just simple. It's not moving or thrusting or has beads. It's, you know, of course those ones are great. But the Duke is one I think that a lot of people start out with prostate to really get that perfect stimulation. And then once they kind of have it, then they maybe branch off into something that spins or pushes or, you know, does whatever else you want it to do. But the Duke just has a really like comfortable silicone, a good strong vibration. It's easy to use. If you're looking for a prostate toy that you're going to go back to again and again, it's that one. The Duke by Fun Factory. And I think my last like kind of toy to list is C-rings. So definitely something that, you know, a penis owner can wear, but women can get stimulation from. When a C-ring goes on the base of his shaft, it sends the vibration through the shaft. So it kind of turns a penis into a toy. And I love Jeju's Mio. It's $109, but it's really flexible. So if you ever shop like our wall of C-rings, there's a lot of different options. And some of them have one ring and some of them have two. And really the difference is, where do you want that ring to go? Do you want it to sit on the testicles? Do you want it to sit just on the shaft? Do you want it to face more of penis owner's body? Or do you want it to give clitoral stimulation? Like, what are you looking for it to do? And the Mio is, I would say, the most customizable out of all of them because it has a lot of stretch. So it's still going to hold really tight if it's just over the shaft, but it comfortably stretches over both the shaft and the testicles as well. And then whichever way you face it, it's flat on both sides. So it's not going to be poking anyone's body uncomfortably. And there's more pulsations with it. It's just an all-around good ring, good to take with you. You don't have to buy a bunch of different kinds. It's even a great ring if you don't want any vibration because it's just so comfortable with that silicone. It almost feels like elastomer, like when you squish the band on it, it's really like jelly. It's really satisfying. But when it stretches open, it keeps that elasticity. It's a great one. So there was like kind of a lot of toys to talk about today. I kind of felt like I rushed through them. If there's one in particular you guys are wanting to learn more about, if you have questions on any of them, I'm always here to answer those. But I wanted to give, you know, just a quick overview. There's so many different styles. It's hard for me to pick favorites, I think. Looking at my collection was extremely overwhelming, but it actually helped me get rid of a lot of toys too, because who needs 4 totes of toys? But as I was looking through everything, I actually noticed that I had like a lot of stim gels, like with certain kinds of toys, like in the pile of different G-spot massagers that I have, I had the Discover. And in the pile of my bullets, I had On, which is great. But here's the thing, if you're looking for just like a stim gel that kind of works all over the body, maybe like the Lotus Noir is a really great one by Shunga. It's around $23 to $25. It's just a stimulating gel that has that allergen in it and it's safe for everywhere. So it's great for prostate, it's great for clitoral, G-spot, nipple play, anal play, wherever you want to put it. It does a little bit of a tingle, enhances the blood flow there too. You can always intensify that, pop it in the fridge before you want to play, and it will be a cooling and tingling effect when you take it out. And then, like I was mentioning too, I do travel with toys. So if you just go to like a grocery store and get like the travel size bottles, whatever your favorite lubricant is, pour a little bit of that into a travel size bottle. No one's going to know what it is. It's not going to have a label. You could just say it's a conditioner or smoothing treatment if you're a little embarrassed. And then I love to travel with wipes, like cleaning wipes rather than a spray or foam like cleaner for the toys. It's just really, it's easier for me and a little bit cheaper because you only need, you know, like one wipe rather than taking a whole bottle every time that you go to travel. So I hope this episode helps you guys kind of gear up for the holiday that's approaching. If you're out toy shopping for the first time or you want like a new favorite of some different type of stimulation, be sure to check these ones out. And if any questions pop up along the way, you can always tweet or Instagram me or even Facebook. On Twitter and Instagram, our handle is @LLPodcast_. On Facebook, we're @TheLoversLanePodcast. And you could even shoot me an email. My email is Haley, it's HALEY@LoversLane.com. Well, I'm excited to see how it goes for you all, and I will talk to you again next Monday. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Lover's Lane. Couples that play together, stay together.